Yesterday, towards the end of the third Mishnah, the idea of being koveya, a particular makom, mishvisas yantif, and having only 2,000 amos from any direction from there. So Mishnah Dalet in the fifth perek begins, Hashoel klimei chaver merav yantif kiragli hashoel, b'yantif kiragli hamashiel. So let's say an object which is borrowed on yantif. What is the motion of range of that object? So if it's borrowed on yantif itself, we say, well, look, you know, the object was kona et shavisa with whoever owns the object. It was only borrowed on yantif. However, if I go up to Effie, let's say, and me'erev yantif, I ask Effie, can I borrow your chumish or whatever it is? So then, if yantif comes in with me in possession of Effie's chumish, obviously with his permission, otherwise that's stealing, it's a whole different set of issues. Okay, if Effie gives me permission, so then that item is kona shavisa with me, and it's 2,000 amos in any direction are determined by my makom. Ha'isha, now there's a little bit of an exception here. Sheshala mechaverta tavlin umayim umelech li'isasa harei elu kiragleishten. This is a chumrah. So, in a situation where a woman is cooking on yantif, and she goes, this happens all the time, people run out of things, whatever it is, salt, spices, and the like, and they go to their neighbor, right? So now you would say, well, it's already on yantif, so it should follow the shvisas makom of the neighbor, like anything else. It doesn't work that way because they're going to be cooked by the other woman. So now you have the chumras in both directions. So you have the chumras of the woman who's going to cook with them and the chumras of the woman who actually owns them. So that's a very important idea because of the usage here, being totally consumed by the woman who's cooking it. Rabbi Huda poter b'mayim b'nei she'en b'han mamish. Rabbi Huda wanted to say that water was an exception to this rule entirely because it says something which is non-tangible. So we don't accept that position of Rabbi Huda, but the idea lives on, as you'll see in the next Mishnah. So gacheles kiragli abaylim. So coal, charcoal, is like the one who owns it. Vishal heves b'chol makom. Think about this, a flame. A flame is ethereal. So you can't create, neither Rabbanan, as we said, you can't create a new flame, a new fire on Yantif. But let's say Yitz has a candle, right? And there's a flame. So, and then I take a flame from his flame. Does that mean that my flame is delimited by his Shvisas Makom? The answer is no. That's like Rabbi Yehuda's water. It's a davar shein bo mamish. We don't consider the flame to be something that has, like, you know, a substantive Shvisas Yantif in that fashion. Very fascinating idea. So there's an afkamina here in the world of hektish. Gachela shel hektish moalin ba. Let's say there's charcoal which is consecrated to hektish. It's parshas tzav, the truma sadeshen. So there's me'ila. If I take that charcoal from whatever it is, hektish, and use it in my barbecue, it's a very serious violation. That's an iser me'ila, I'm chayav korban hashem. Very bad. Okay? Vishal heves lo nanin v'lo moalin. If there's a flame that's consecrated and I take from it, so I shouldn't do that. That's lechatchila aser. But if I used it for some secular purpose because it doesn't have this traceable effect, then I'm not chayav mishum meila. So that leads to a very important kula. Bor shel yachid. Okay, so let's say Sigi. If Sigi digs a pit, let's say for purposes of gathering a water reservoir, kiragli hayachid. So then anything that's taken out of that pit is delimited by Sigi's ownership of it. Wherever Sigi is for Yantif, it can only be 2,000 amos in that direction. Whatever is, let's say, it's a water reservoir or you know, grape juice or whatever is actually in this boar. Vishal anshi ha'ir, let's say it's a public utility. The way that the city works is that they dig pits so that water will gather there and that water will be common usage. So then it's kiragli anshi osa'ir. It's defined by the parameters of the city. Wherever the city limits end, you have 2,000 amos out from that city because it's simply defined as a public utility in that city. Vishal ole bavel kiragle hamimale. This is a really interesting idea. Those who came up from Bavel, the Keshem of Eligal Regel, the Gemara in Tainus has all kinds of interesting stories about, you know, they had reservoir systems. If you think about it, you have millions of people on the roads going to Yerushalayim. You ever think about they can't possibly, you know, all have their own supplies. So there is boros, there is a water system that was dug for them so that they would be able to travel up to Yerushalayim. Now, if you think about this for a second, what would you say is the status of that water? So there are two possible ways of thinking about it. One way to think about it is what we have here in the Mishnah, kiragli hamimale, that the person, whoever takes it, is basically zochadit, because it's for all of Klal Yisrael, and we'll have 2,000 amos from wherever his kona has makom shvisa. Rabbi Yochanan Menuri disagrees. This is in the Mishnah. But the Gemara quotes the Peshitta of Rabbi Yochanan Menuri, and he says, no, that's not the way it works. The way that this works is like we said about a city. This is like a public utility. So it actually has to be measured out 2,000 amos, not from wherever this guy was kona shvisa. Maybe he was kona shvisa 1,000 amos away, and he walked over to this boar, right, on Yantar. Doesn't work that way. It's its own location. And this is boar one. This is boar two. Maybe there are 15 boros on the road up to Yerushalayim, so you're going to have 2,000 amos only from there. That's another really interesting way. Actually, the Bartanura quotes the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan Benuri as well, right over here. So again, when it comes to principles of She'ela, borrowing, the basic rule is whenever yantiv come in. But if it's going to be a situation where it's going to be used up, totally consumed in the process of cooking, that's a chumra in both directions. It's kiragli ha-shoel v'hamashiel. It's not only the one in whose possession yantiv came in, but the person who's now going to be using it, that imposes an additional chumra because of the davar shebichliya. It's something that is going to be completely consumed in the process of ochal nefesh, and therefore it takes on the chumra of the one who is the shoel as well, even though they were shoel on yantiv.